Number eight, appreciate that, Brother Chris. Deuteronomy chapter 8, if you got your Bible. Verse number 11. Deuteronomy 8, verse 11. The Bible said, "Beware that thou forget not the Lord thy God in not keeping his commandments and his judgments and his statutes which I command thee this day. Lest when thou hast eaten and art full, and hast goodly houses and dwelt therein, and when thy herds and thy flocks multiplied, thy silver and thy gold is multiplied, and all that thou hast is multiplied, then thy heart be lifted up, and thou forget the Lord thy God, which brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage, who led thee through that great and terrible wilderness, wherein there were fiery serpents and scorpions and drought, where there was no water, who brought thee forth water out of the rock of flint, who fed thee in the wilderness with manna, which thy fathers knew not, that he might humble thee, and that he might prove thee to do thee good at thy latter end. And thou say in thy heart, my power and the might of my hand has gotten me this wealth. But thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant which he sware unto thy fathers as it is this day. And it shall be, if thou do it all, forget the Lord thy God, and walk after other gods, and serve them, and worship them, I testify against you this day, that ye shall surely perish. As the nations which the Lord destroyeth before your face, so shall ye perish, because you would not be obedient unto the voice of the Lord your God." I want to try, if God will help me just a little while this morning, to preach on the danger of forgetting God. The danger of forgetting God. The Bible said in Psalms that they soon forgot his works. A lot of times our memory's short. I hear people talking and I listen, and most of the conversation of what people is today is, "What have you done lately for me? What have you done lately for me?" Not how you've been a blessing and what you've done in my life, but what have you done lately for me?
Yeah.
Jeremiah said, "Can a maid forget her ornaments or a bride her attire? Yet my people have forgotten me days without number." I understand and know that this time of year is a very important time of year to most people. I'm not knocking that. But when God's forgotten so much in all that goes on in these days, I want to preach just on that thought, the danger of forgetting God and some things I don't want to forget. You know, a lot of times we go on in life and we just don't think.
Yeah. Right.
I'm sorry to say that mankind in themselves, they're programmed negative.
Yeah.
You take the life of David, and I know God exposes everything, God knows everything, but take the life of David, how David was a man after God's own heart. David was the sweet psalmist of Israel. David was the great king of Israel. David sinned. He took Bathsheba. He done wrong. He had Uriah killed on the battlefield. God don't cut corners. God made it known in the Scripture and he exposed it. David cried and got forgiveness. But why are we so programmed to forget what David did do for God?
Yeah.
Why are we so programmed to think of the negativity of everything and we major more on what's negative than what is the positive things?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'll tell you why we forget.
Yeah.
We don't forget people's mistakes. We don't forget what people said to us that we didn't like. We don't forget what people's done to us. Amen. But we do forget what people have done for us.
We do forget in a day's time sometime of the blessings of God and what God has done and how God has blessed us. And before night time we find ourselves murmuring and complaining and wondering why it's like this. I'll tell you what the problem is. We've just forgot God. I want to say I don't want to forget His deliverance this morning. I want to thank Him today for saving me and resting down where I was at and bringing me out of sin. The psalmist said He brought me up also out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock. I don't want to forget where God brought me from. If you can go back in your own life this morning and remember where you were before you got saved, hey friend, I tell you, you was in a life of sin. You was without God, without hope. But I don't want to forget where God brought me from. I didn't know God, didn't have no idea about Him, but thank God He came where I was at and reached hold of my heart and brought me out of sin. I don't want to forget where God brought me from. Thank God over 30 years ago I was in a lost estate. I didn't know God, but I'm glad He came where I was at and got a hold of my heart and brought me in the family of God. I don't want to forget where God brought me from. Amen. That's right. He reminded David one day, he said, I brought you from the sheep coat. Yeah. He said, you remember you was that little old ruddy boy down there watching your daddy's sheep. And he said, now you're the king. I just want to remind you, ain't God that keep your position king, but keep the sheep boy attitude. Amen. Just stay small. Amen. You know, it do us all good, thank God, to humble ourselves and say, thank you, God. I am what I am by the grace of God. It's not what I've done, but it's what you've done. And I don't want to forget, God, your deliverance. I don't want to forget the time you came where I was at. Thank God and reached down to where I was at and saved my wretched soul. I tell you that this morning, friend, there's been a lot of people forget where they come from, and they've got bigger than what they really are. That's what happened to Saul. Saul thought he could get bigger than what God had brought him out of. I tell you, he said, when you was a little man, he said, when you was little in your own sight, thank God you was all right. But now you've got too big. I tell you, you need to remember where God brought you from. Amen. That's right. Amen. I tell you, every one of us has got a past.
Yes.
Every one of us has got a past.
Yes.
Amen.
Right.
That's right. I don't say everyone has got a sinful past.
Right.
And one of us got a sinful past. And you know what? You can go back to my past. You can find a lot of wrong with it.
Yeah.
And I can go by your past and I can find a lot of wrong with it. But I'll tell you what, thank God I don't want to remember what I was. I don't remember where I'm at. Amen.
Yeah.
I don't remember where God brought me from and where God's bringing me to. Hey, I'm telling you what Israel had forgot. What God had done for them. How God brought them out of Egypt. How God brought them out of bondage. And brought them in. Thank God to that good land. I'm telling you, a lot of times we barely forget where God brought us from. Amen.
Yeah, right.
I don't want to forget His deliverance. Then I don't want to forget His death. I want to remember what Jesus done for me. I don't want to forget His death. There's one thing in this scripture. He said, do this till the Lord comes.
Yeah.
The Lord's Supper is only to remember about what He done for us.
Yeah.
When you take the bread and drink the cup, the bread's a symbolic of His body. The cup's a symbolic of His blood. He said, you do this until the Lord come. He said, do this in remembrance of me.
Right.
In other words, don't you forget what I've done for you on Calvary. Don't forget me giving my life in your place at an old rugged tree and dying for you to take the punishment that no my friend and only criminals take, that I laid on myself the sin of the world. I took your sin and the sin of the world and laid it on myself. Thank God that I could die for your sin. I gave myself for it. Don't forget what I done for you. I gave myself for you. I died for you. Thank God I came in this world to die. I laid down my life. I hung on an old rugged tree. I hung there 6 hours. I gave myself on an old rugged cross that you could know me. Amen. Don't want to forget that. I don't want to forget it.
Right.
That's right. Don't want to forget it.
You know, Jesus never said anywhere in the Bible. I don't say it's wrong now, but he never said nowhere in the Bible to remember his birth. But he did say remember his death. What he said. I don't want to forget his death. I don't want to forget that that day he hung on Calvary. It just wasn't for the world, but it was for me. That he died for me. That was a personal death. Thank God that he died for me. Paul said he gave himself for me. He gave himself for me. I can only testify this morning that God commended his love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. I don't want to forget his death. He gave his life. He died on Calvary. Hey, don't forget his death. I don't want to forget it. I don't want to forget his death and what he done for me on Calvary. I don't want to forget his drawing. Amen. Well, I wouldn't be saved this morning if God hadn't come to me. I couldn't get to God. I didn't want to get to God, but God had to come to me. That's why it's a fallacy to tell a man he can get saved unless God comes. Hey, God's got to come to that man. You can't get saved unless God comes to you. Hey, you'll not want to get saved if God comes to you. You just don't dream up salvation. You just don't decide to get saved. It's an act of God Almighty. Hey, man, coming to where you're at. He came to where Zacchaeus was. And he said, Zacchaeus, come down. He came to where Paul was. He came to where you were. And you know what he done? He drawed you. He said, no man can come to me except the Father, which has sent me, draw him. Amen. You got to be drawn to get born again. You got to be drawn to be saved. Amen. When he threw the net out, he said, draw it in. He had to draw the net and bring in the fish. Amen. John 6:44 says, no man can come to me except the Father which has sent me, draw him. You got to have a drawing of God in your heart. There's got to be a hook of God get in your heart and pull you to God and draw you to God. You know what he does when he starts drawing? He works repentance in. Amen. He works true repentance in your heart. That's your turning from yourself and sin unto the true and living God. That's what repentance is. It is a turn. It's a change of mind and heart unto God, toward God and who he is. I tell you, I don't want to forget that day. Draw me. I remember when that old man of God said, you got to be born again. I remember when he said, you got to be saved. I remember when he said, you're lost. The Holy Ghost told me that. He got to draw it on my heart. I tell you, you don't get saved unless God comes where you're at. Amen. That's right. He's got to come to you. You can't get to him. You don't have the ability. It's not of yourselves. It's the gift of God. Thank God, I don't want to forget that drawing. That day he drawed me.
Right.
Amen. That's right. That's why it's very careful in how you deal with people.
Mm-hmm.
Very careful. Be very careful how you deal with people. Amen. I can tell them what the Bible says. And that's what we all do. I tell them what the Bible says. Tell them what God says. I'll tell you what, the Holy Ghost has to do what God says. He has to work in your heart. I don't want to forget that day God got a hold of my heart. And he still got my heart. Amen. That's right. Thank God he still draws on me. And he still comes. Amen. I'm getting old time service. And God said in and convict and work and feel the good drawing of God. Not for salvation, but thank God assurance in my heart. Thank God, I tell you, this feels good. And I feel God. Hey, and I know he's around. And he's pulling on sinners. Amen. That's right. Thank God. I don't want to forget his draw. I don't want to forget his declaration. He said, I declare unto you the gospel. There's the day I heard the gospel. Amen. I got saved when I was 24 years old. That wasn't the first time that I heard the word of God. But it was the first time I heard it in my heart. See, you can hear it in your ears and not hear it in your heart.
You can hear what I got to say, what this brother says, what any man of God says, but the God takes it further than the hearing of a natural man. It's got to get deeper than that. It's got to get in your heart. It's got to get down through, ain't God, that self-pride of yours. It's got to get through that old self-way of yours. It's got to get through everything else. Hey, and get in your heart. If the God of heaven don't get in your heart with that declaration, it will never happen. Amen. That's why he said the sower and the seed. There's four types of ground. Wayside, stony, thorny, and good. When the seed's sown, it's going to fall on one of them grounds this morning. It'll be the thorny ground, wayside, stony. But the good ground's the only ground that receives the Word of God. Unless your ground receives the Word of God, you never will receive the gospel. Listen to me, the gospel is a declaration of Christ. That's what it is. It is, thank God. It's just not the death, burial, and resurrection, even though that's the heart of it. It's the life of Christ. It's about Jesus. Well, I don't even have to mention His death. Somebody can get saved. I can preach on that, even though, thank God, I know He came to die. I can preach on Zacchaeus about climbing a sycamore tree. And the good news about that's Christ come where He's at. It's the declaration of Jesus Christ unto the hearts of men. I don't want to forget that time that old man of God took that Bible and told me that I had to be born again. I got the declaration. And when He declared the truth, I got born again. Amen. Don't want to forget that declaration. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. I love good singing. I like choir singing, them boys singing, ladies singing, Brother Brent singing. I like good singing. I think it's healthy to have good singing.
Yes. Right.
But he don't sing the gospel. You preach the gospel.
That's right.
Amen. Singing is outstanding for a church. You need it. Old Brother Ronnie Simpson said one time, I'll never forget it. He said, you don't build a church on singing, but it's hard to build one without it.
Yes.
Amen. You, in other words, you need it. You need singing down at the church house.
Yeah.
You know why God says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, sing unto the Lord, and make a new song unto the Lord, and thank God for all time singing. I like it. We need it. But people don't get saved because they go to singing. Amen. People don't get saved because somebody sang a special. People don't get saved because they heard somebody, thank God, sing a tear-jerking song. They get saved because they hear the declaration of the gospel of the grace of God in their ears and in their heart, and when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart, and they said, what shall we do? And they repented and got saved. They'll have to hear the Word of God. If they hear the Word of God, thank God, they can be saved. Amen. Thank God. I don't want to forget the declaration. I don't want to forget that man of God neither. Preach my heart the gospel. Amen. That was a man of God. God chose to preach your heart the gospel. That's how you got saved. That man of God preached your heart the gospel. You got to hear the gospel. You got to hear it in your heart. Amen. The Holy Ghost took what He preached and dealt with your heart. He drawed you to repentance and gave you faith to believe in the Son of God. Amen. That's right. I'm telling you this morning, I don't want to forget that. I tell you, I don't want to forget the declaration. I tell you, I want to remember what He did for me when I heard the gospel and the Holy Ghost brought forth birth. Amen. That's right. Now listen to what I'm about to say. It's an impossibility for a man to get saved and not know something happened within him.
That's
God help.
Right.
You say, I think I'm saved. I hope I'm saved. What happened to you? What happened to you? Did the Holy Ghost wrought a grace in your work, a work of grace in your heart to bring you to salvation in Christ? I'm telling you, a man that says he's saved, it's because God wrought that work in him. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. Amen.
Right. Yeah.
Right. Praise God. I don't want to forget His declaration. I'll tell you what, I don't want to forget His day. I won't forget His day.
Right.
The day of resurrection. He has risen. He has risen. He's not. I don't want to forget His day. You say, what is His day? Well, every day is the Lord's day. But He said, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day.
Yeah.
Amen. Now, I believe the first day of the week is the day the church ought to worship.
And I'm not against the rest of the days either, because, hey, daily in the temple, from house to house, worship God and prayed, sought God, and sung the praise of God. Amen. They brought collection on the first day of the week. They had preaching on the first day of the week. Thank God that's the day Jesus resurrected. I believe that's the Lord's day. Thank God it started a new dispensation. A new covenant. Thank God. I mean, for us, the blood. It's the blood. Thank God he took back to the mercy seat. Obtained the term of redemption for us. And he rose again. And he went back to disciples on the first day of the week. Amen.
Amen.
That's right. I don't want to forget the Lord's day. You know what America's forgot? They forgot this is the Lord's day. They forgot it. There's more things that go on the Lord's day than anything else. But I tell you what, this is the Lord's day. And brother, we ought to meet together in the house of God on the Lord's day and have all time meeting. Amen. That's right. You know the only way you can have all-time meetings is have the Holy Spirit presence.
Yes,
can't have a meeting unless he's here. Well, I'm glad this ain't a social club.
Amen.
Amen. I never have been a member of a club. I mean, I never have. I'm a member of the church.
Yeah.
This ain't a club. This ain't a social gathering.
Yeah.
Amen. That's right. I was thinking about them old boys up there. You know, we had a lawyer come through here one time. He sat back there and had doctors come in here before and sit back there. But you know what? They're used to clubs.
Yeah.
Amen. You get in the church, you got to be born again.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. You say, how do all these different people come together? I mean, old timer like this and 88 years old, and thank God, and an old timer like this, and there's Brother Joe, and thank God, come down from Michigan and been to the mission field, and here he, Brother Chris, is, and look around all these different kind of people, and you say, hey, preacher, how'd you get all these people together? I didn't. I didn't get none of you together. It took God to bring it together. Amen. That's right, buddy. I'm going to tell you what. I've seen college. I told my wife and old Brother Marson, he moved up there to Massachusetts and said, and I thought when they first come here, Brother Brian, he's had all them big education degrees. And I told my wife, she said, what do you think about them? I said, I don't know if they're going to make it. I said, they probably one and done. Won't be back. He's educated. Very educated man. About two Sundays more, here they come. They stayed about 7 years. You say, how's them two worlds come together? You just an old hacking preaching here, educated man. The Holy Ghost. That's the only way. Amen. I don't know another way. It's Calvary. I don't want to forget the day of God. I don't forget the place of worship. I tell you, this is an old time place. We can meet together and worship God. I like it. Amen.
Yeah.
Thank God. Throw the programs out. Let's meet with Jesus.
Yeah.
Amen. I don't want to forget His daily benefits. I don't want to forget them. Boy, I got up this morning. I'm 54 now. And I got a few aches and pains, but I ain't going to gripe about it. Amen. I feel pretty good. Praise God. I couldn't run a race because I ain't in shape. But I feel good in health. Amen. I mean, I feel good. Thank God I can walk, I can talk, I can see, I can hear. Amen. I'm not in a nursing home. I'm not in a hospital. I'm not in a mental institute this morning. I tell you what, friend, are you listening to me? A lot of times we come to the house of God and we really forget what He's done for us.
All right.
Thank God you got a roof over your head, don't you? You didn't have to sleep in a car last night.
Yeah.
That's right.
Right.
Amen. You got food to eat.
Right.
Clothes to wear.
Yeah.
Most of us got more than what we need.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
That's right. He blessed us abundantly. That's why He said to that bunch of Israelites, He said, look at all I've done for you. Don't you go out of here and say, look what I've done. It's what God done for you.
Yeah.
Don't you forget where the hand that feeds you. Don't forget the hand that gives you wealth and strength and the mind to do things. Amen.
Right.
That's right, brother. Some people don't even have the mind to do things. I ain't got much of one.
Amen.
But thank God what I got, God give me, and I thank you for it.
Amen.
Look at all the blessings. Look at the blessing of a family.
Yeah.
Look at this blessing of this little old boy this morning right here.
Right.
Amen. First time I ever got to meet that boy, and I like him already.
Right.
It's a blessing of God. Amen. Your family's a blessing of God. What you have is a blessing of God. It's all the good hand of God. Hey, I don't want to forget that He daily loves me with the benefits of God. I don't want to forget. But you soon forget, don't you? I want to give you this, and I don't want to forget his destruction. That there's people going to go through the destruction and wrath of God.
Yeah.
Why don't you? I don't want to forget that because I want a burden for sinners. I want to see people saved.
Yeah.
I don't want to forget the people that need to be saved.
Yeah.
Them that's dead in sin. I don't want to forget that. I'll tell you what, folks, listen to me. I'm not in your mind and in your heart. I'm just being honest with you. The church has lost its burden.
Yeah.
How many sinners have you witnessed to this week? Oh, hey, let me ask you a question. If you was going down a road and the bridge was out and you knew people was coming, would you turn your car in a way and say, "Don't come this way. Don't come this way. There's destruction down there. Don't come this way. There's destruction down there." Or would you just let them go on and destruct their own life? I tell you, friend, hey God, we ought to not have a lightness about this thing. We ought to have a burden about sinners because people do end up in destruction.
Yeah.
Not much of a burden no more.
Yeah.
You warned anybody this week? He said this in Ezekiel. He said he put a watchman on the wall.
Yes, he did.
And he was to watch for that people. And he didn't warn that people, then their blood he required at the watchman's hands. But if he warned that people, then the blood wasn't on his hands. I'm going to tell you this. You better listen to what I'm about to say. We have forgot that people need to be saved.
Yeah.
There's people in here need to be saved. I don't want to forget that.
Yeah.
I say this, and I say this from my heart. Wherever I preach, I want to have a burden.
Yeah.
Wherever I go, I want to have a burden. I want people to see Christ in me, that they might want Christ who lives in me. But I tell you, we forgot. We forgot. Boy, wouldn't it be good if we could just go push a button this morning and say, "I'm so tired of being selfish and forgetting everybody else, and it's all about me." It'd be good if we could push a button and change. But I tell you, we need more than that. We need to repent this morning.
Yeah.
Right. Say, "God, help me." Oh, yes. God, help me. Somebody said, "Preacher, my boys are dying without God. Would you go see him?" And they said, "Preacher, my daddy's dying without God. Would you go see him?" You know what Paul had on him? He had every sinner he ever come in contact with upon his heart. Because he said, "I take you to record this day, I'm pure from the blood of all men." He had that on his heart. That's right. And he said, "Plus all the care of the churches. Every church I went to, I cared for, and I still got them on my heart." Amen. I'm going to tell you what people want today. You listen to me and I'm through. People want to know you care.
Yeah.
Oh, God. God, help us.
Amen.
He said, "Beware lest thou forget the days you're forgetting God and His blessings." Have you forgot? Boy, it'd be a good morning to get on this altar with tears and say, "Lord, I forgot some things. I appreciate you reminding me. Help me to keep in remembrance them things been preached in my heart." Let's stand this morning.